Welcome back here to Altoona. And just something to think about as we get set here, just 4 minutes away from the quarterfinal round, Rusty, is you can lock your spot in Hershey with a win in this round.
Yeah, you make the semifinals, you're guaranteed to place in the top six. So that'll do it. That was we saw that happen a couple years ago with some of the Greene County wrestlers that, you know, like even some that we thought might have a shot of making it, but yet to do it on night one is really, I mean, that really
does
kind of.
So, yeah, chance to lock in your spot in Hershey. All you got to do is win your next bout, this quarterfinal bout. Any winners here will be locked into the top to a top six finish. And it didn't used to be that way. Back when we were going to the Cambria County War Memorial and all that good stuff, they were only taking five at the time. And, boy, that fifth-place match was a big deal. That was chocolate or no chocolate when you got in that fifth-place match. And so some of that suspense that we used to have in the consolation finals is no more. Once we get down to that, we already know who the six are that are going on. It's just a matter of what place they finish in. But it's interesting to think that you can go ahead and, because even back then you didn't solidify a spot by getting to the semifinals, but now you do. So if you reach the semifinals, you are going on to Hershey, and we're getting ready to start this quarterfinal round here.
I believe they do wrestle the seventh place match just in case there's an
injury. For an alternate.
To one of the top six wrestlers. You know what I notice here? Like, this is a big gym and lots of seating, which is obviously why they've decided to hold this here the last couple of years. But
right. The
aisles are really wide, which makes it really easy to walk up and down, but it takes a lot of the seating away.
Right.
So it does get crowded in here when you've got three districts full of wrestlers. All right, what do we got here? I think we're still down to Matt 2 is the only one that's got live score working on flow, so we're going to have to do this a little bit the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way would be brackets, which we don't have. So
we got online brackets. So
yes. We
got bout number 118 on Matt 1. That is Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge taking on Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. They are scoreless in the first. And then I've got over on Matt number 4. That is bout number 121, which is Tucker Main of McGuffey taking on Cam Baker of Burl. And they are scoreless as well when they're early going.
Matt 2, I have Anderchak of Quaker Valley taking on Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. And Gano of Bald Eagle taking on Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain. So we'll focus on Maine down there on Matt 4.
There's a quick throw by there by Baker to get behind Maine for the two-point takedown. Cam Baker of Burl now with a 2-0 lead. Maine trying to get back up to his knees. Baker laces that right leg and flattens him back out.
Stalemate called down here on Matt 2. They are scoreless. That is Hummel and Anderchak.
Baker still has that right leg lace, but Maine able to get up to his base at least. Working on hands, but it's flattened back out again. Baker trying to tie up that right wrist and now has it near the back. Now Maine trying to free that right hand up again, but Baker smothering him from the top position here, leading 2-0. About 30 seconds left in this first period. Maine not really able to do anything from the bottom position. And they go out of bounds. They'll restart. Still can't see that. Maybe I was wrong on the clock. It might be 40. Is that 48 or 18?
That's 18.
18. All right. 18 seconds left in the period.
We're down there later tomorrow. You should just give that a little turn.
Yeah, just turn it.
Just a little turn.
So you can see at least one of the sides clearly. Right off the whistle again. Maine gets flattened out by Baker. And time winding down. We'll head to the second period with Baker leading 2-0. They're going to go neutral. Start the second period.
Going to see very few elimination bouts tonight. Just 13 of them. It's kind of interesting that you have all but 13 survive day one.
Baker in on a single leg, head to the inside, chin wizard fighting at his main, but Baker finishes quickly by throwing that off and takes a 4-0 lead, minute and a half to go in the second period. Right back on top, pinching in that left arm, flattening out main to the mat. And they'll go out of bounds, restart. 1:09 to go in the second period. And I think Baker wants to go from his feet again, so escape makes it 4-1. He dives in the legs, but Main back in on a counter shot, now gets stuck in a front headlock. Baker trying to come around and circle and grab an ankle. Main hangs on to the elbow there. Main still trying to circle away. Baker gets his head in the side. And now he tries to throw by, but Main had the elbow and couldn't do it. So now Baker readjusts, comes around the other way, and gets the two-point takedown to make it 6-1. Cam Baker, WPIL champ last week for Burl. Chestnut Ridge, their wrestler, Dominic Deputy, leading 11-0 over Dylan Britt, the Bishop of Court, on mat number one. And time is going to run out in the second period, so this should be choice for Baker, and he's going to take top again. Baker trying to stay behind the arms as Main sits and stout turns in. Now gets flattened out again.
Anderchak down here still scoreless. He's close to riding out, but look out. May trying to come out the back door here is Hummel. And Anderchak going to hang on. He rides out the entire second period. We'll go to the third, still scoreless. Over on mat three, that's a 9-3 lead, I believe, for Santa Maria.
It's a headlock here,
yeah,
by
Santa Maria.
Deputy on that one. It didn't like, well, no, he did get the head. He's got it, and he's going to win by technical fall if he doesn't get the fall. So either way, he's going to advance. Over on mat four, still 6-1 in favor of Cam Baker over Tucker Main. They restart. Minute 18 to go in the third period. Main just not able to get away at all from the bottom position in this match.
Or I had that backwards. I'm sorry. Gano is leading 11-3. Gano of Bald Eagle area.
Technical fall for Deputy of Chestnut Ridge on mat one.
I'm guessing we'll see the consolation bout there, I would assume. About 1:22, I think that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be a consolation coming up on mat one.
So Baker flattening Main out, and he's just been dominating from the top position. He's got three takedowns in this bout and one escape point for Main. That's why we're at 6-1, but it's been all Cam Baker from the top position here, just riding, not really doing anything to turn Main. Just throwing the legs in, tying up wrists.
Anderchak was able to get an escape in his third period. He leads 1-0 with just 54 seconds to go.
Yeah. And that'll do it. Cam Baker, a winner, 6-1, and Tucker Maina McGuffey will drop down to the consolation round.
Now squeeze in a break. We got more Washington County action coming up. We'll squeeze in a break here on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
And I didn't expect that bout to end so quickly, but it does. And Noah Collins has been pinned there from West Green by Williams of Chartiers Valley. That pin came in with 109, I think it was.
Yes.
And we also have Bentworth McClure down here wrestling on mat 2, and he is taking on Judas of Bald Eagle.
And Emmett Wolf on mat 3, so I can see 3 pretty well if you want.
The good news is if you're watching on NFHS, you still saw the Williams Collins bout. We apologize. I didn't. Was trying to squeeze in a break before that. It's going to be tough to get breaks in because this is going to go pretty fast and furious here in these quarterfinals.
Landon Bainey of West Branch taking on Emma Wolf of McGuffey over on mat 3. They're scoreless in the first period.
And we have, like I said, McClure and Judas down here scoreless on mat 2. .107, I think, is complete with your semifinal matchups as well. We'll be able to recap those. It'll be a quicker recap than we had earlier. Just the four semifinalists to announce, if you will. Down to 37 seconds there for on mat 2 there. For McClure.
And still scoreless with Wolf and Bainey. And Bainey in on a single leg, but Wolf able to defend it so far. 42 seconds left in the first period. They're right near the edge of the mat. And they'll go out of bounds. Restart with 31 on the clock.
9 seconds to go. This first period going to go scoreless here between McClure and Judas. Wonder if they'll get our the whole scoring system updated for tomorrow. That would be nice for you guys.
That'd be very helpful for sure.
It would definitely be helpful for Brandon Ross, I'm sure.
Yes.
Sit out here by McClure, but he can't get away from Judas.
Scoreless at the end of one. There's locked hands.
Yeah. It's going to be a point for McClure when he gets awarded here.
Uh-oh.
Look out now, trying to, if he can get that head free, McClure there will put Judas right on his back, and now getting near fall points. The technical point is going to be awarded, the penalty point. The reversal, and then did they give three near fall?
Three near fall.
So 6-0 and all that flurry there for McClure.
And there's Wolf on top to start the second period, and he's going to get reversed by Bainey. 2-0 Bainey, 20 seconds into the second period.
Drake McClure got the penalty point first, then the reversal, then three back. And now trying to slip out the back door here is Judas. Get a little high as McClure. But still in pretty good control here with 54 seconds to go in the second period. Leg in here. And now a potentially dangerous call.
Bainey in this top position trying to work a wing, and now he drops down on the leg as Wolf able to get out in front of him. Still in control is Bainey, hanging on to the leg, and we're going to get a stalemate. 53 seconds to go in the second period. Judas came in as the top seed here, and I don't know if that's like an automatic seed based on district, but he is obviously a district champ out of Bald Eagle area. Escape given, and it's 2-1 now in favor of Bainey over Wolf on mat three. They go out of bounds. They'll restart with 28 seconds to go in the second period. Wolf will have choice in the third period.
Roll attempt there by Judas, but McClure stays with him. Still 6-0. 40 seconds to go, second period for Drake McClure.
Bainey also came in as the top seed in this tournament. Ten seconds to go in the second. Now Wolf trying to snap down and go around behind, but he's going to run out of time. So ahead to the third period. He's going to take down, start the third.
Reversal there for Judas right at the end of the period to make it 6-2 now, and it'll be Judas's choice. He chooses bottom to start the third here against McClure.
They're giving injury time to Bainey, but I don't know what's wrong with him. Looks to be pretty spry.
I don't know.
I mean, Emmett Wolf was not happy because I think he knows what's going on here, because he was starting to get a little bit of the momentum there in the second period, and it's almost like Bainey maybe needing that fresh start. Yeah. So Wolf's going to sit back into him off the whistle, try to stand up with that inside leg. Now Wolf sits out, tries to turn in. Keep your hips up when you do that. And Bainey stays in behind him so far, drops down on a leg. That should start a 5-second count. Needs to work up. Now he does. Now Wolf tries to get the leg outside leg stand up in. And Bainey just staying in there with the tight waist. Down 1:10 to go in the period in regulation, and Wolf needs an escape here to tie this up. Bainey hanging in there on that left side. Now Wolf tries to turn again, sits out, needs to get those hips out a little bit. Now he's up to his feet, and they're going to go out of bounds. With 45 seconds to go, fresh start coming here. Emmett Wolf needs an escape to tie this up.
I mean, while it's like McClure is just going to hang on. It was a potentially dangerous call. Just 5 seconds left. He got reversed in this third period, did McClure. And now with 5 seconds to go, it looks like
Drake McClure is going to have enough to hang on. He's working from the bottom position, just 5 seconds to go.
Now, Wolf trying to get those hands away. He sat out and then back up to his feet and goes out of bounds. 28 seconds to go.
And McClure is going to punch his ticket.
I thought he was going to take a break again.
Drake McClure, your winner, 6-4. He is moving on to Hershey in the semifinals here at Altoona.
Now, Banian on the side again. He drops down on the leg. That should be counting. You gotta move up off the legs. You only have 5 seconds down there. Emmett Wolf trying to stand up. He's still on an ankle. You can only hold on to that for 5 seconds. There hasn't even been a count. And time's going to run out on him. That's it. They're just going to let the time run out. So, tough match for Wolf. He's not happy about it, but couldn't get the escape, and he will drop down to consolations.
I think we might have that Fort Cherry over on mat four.
Yep, that is bout number 129.
Yeah, Robertson. Oh, that's an all-Washington County matchup.
It is. Best center, Mason Wright, taking on Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. They are scoreless as they start off in the first period. We got down here on mat one. That's about 126. Well, that's still down at
114.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you had that extra bout down there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's United versus Chestnut Ridge, right? Wright and Robertson. Winner will take on Bainey.
Give you a rundown of 107 in between periods here of this all Washington County matchup.
They're still on their feet. 20 seconds to go in the opening period. In on a single leg briefly was Wright, but they're going to go off the side of the mat.
Okay, 107 looks like this. Deputy of Chestnut Ridge, winner by technical foul, 5-14. 17-0 over Long of Bellefonte. Deputy will face Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola, who was a 2-1 decision winner over Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Gano of Bald Eagle area, 13-5 major decision over Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain. Gano will face Cam Baker of Burrell. Baker defeated Tucker Main of McGuffey by a 6-1 decision. That's 107 pounds. Mat two, I have, that's still 114 pounds as well. Mat two is it's Zombronski of United taking on Mall of Chestnut. No, that can't be right.
Yeah, takedown by Wright to take a 2-0 lead over Robertson.
Oh, that's a consolation bout on mat two. Sorry, that's consolation. Mat three, I have Garshnick of United taking on Bonai of Central Valley. 1-0 lead down there for Bonai. Already advancing at 121. We just had the Bainey victory over Wolf of McGuffey.
Some near fall over there, too. It's 5-0 and now 5-1. Robertson gets an escape. And they're fighting over there towards the edge of the mat. Robertson with an underhook there. Now they separate. 42 seconds to go in the second period. 5-1 in favor of best center's Mason Wright. Shoots in again, trying to dump here is Wright, but he's going to run out of real. Well, no, he sinks down to the single leg, but he will. Looks like he will run out of real estate. They're going to restart. 29 on the clock. Now, trying to headlock for Wright. He's trying to step around behind, and he does. And he takes a 7-1 lead.
His consolation bout is Diced of Myersville, or Myersdale, trailing Ketzel of Laurel 5-0. So Ketzel trying to stay alive. 114 pounds. Ball Nye still leading 1-0 down there in his bout on mat number 3. Closing in on the end of the second period there at 121 pounds.
Up and out for an escape is Wright. So now he leads 8-1 in the third period over Robertson of Fort Cherry. Shoots in to try to get to the legs. And that's defended by Robertson. Chris Vargo is going to be up next on mat 2.
Okay.
Bishop McCourt wrestler down here on mat number 1. That is about 130. That's your name down there, the Sledzianowski.
Yep.
121-pounder taking on Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford.
That'll do it for that consolation there, 114, and Diced has been eliminated.
Mason in again. Mason right in again on a shot trying to come through the back door. He already leads 8-1 over Robertson. Robertson tries to pass the ankle. Right. It's weight back on it now. Now coming all the way out front is Robertson, and that allows
Vargo gets
Wright
that
to
head
step
free
over.
And Vargo gonna, well, now he will get the 2. Vargo leading Bertucci of Burl right out of the gate here. Chris Vargo, Julian Bertucci.
Still no takedown awarded down there. They're still scrambling, and we're going to get a stalemate about 13 seconds on the clock. Looks like Mason Wright is going to advance to the semis and punch his ticket to Hershey for the Beth Center Bulldogs. And the Fort Cherry Ranger, Robertson, will have to wrestle back in order to do so for himself.
Vargo tried to catch Bertucci in a tilt there, but Bertucci able to roll clear through and
Wright
not give up any near fall.
8-1 winner for Beth Center.
Vargo again. Now this time he does catch him here. Getting near fall points, getting swipes here, is getting at least 2, and he will get 2. Hasn't let go of the combination yet. By the way, we're going to get a 3-1 final for Bonai down there on mat 3. 3-1 final.
I'm going to get a consolation bout, I think, over there on mat 4.
That's going to be Burgistown, right?
That is, that is going to be
Smith.
Daniel Smith of Burgistown taking on Joey Baumberger of Juniata.
Vargo down here leading 4-0 after those 2 near fall points that came on the 1 tilt. 14 seconds to go in the first period. Chris Vargo of Bentworth looking to advance to the regional semis and punch his ticket to Hershey. End of one period, 4-0, Chris Vargo.
Smith of Burgistown still scoreless towards the end of the first period. Of course, consolation is only a 1-minute first period.
Yeah.
And it comes to an end.
Vargo works from the bottom, comes up to a camel stand here in this second period. Well, tried to. Officials blocking me right at the moment.
Almost had a, didn't get that head free here for Vargo. Be close to getting a reversal.
Top wrestlers in the country right here in Jax Forrest out of Bishop McCourt. Down here on mat one, taking on Nico Fenella of Indiana.
And there is the 2-point reversal for Vargo.
Forrest throws him by, gets around behind for the takedown there. Still scoreless with Smith over there on mat number 4. This is elimination bout between Smith and Bomberger.
Now Vargo just pulls, tried to chin Bertucci back. Didn't get anything out of that. 53 seconds to go here in the second period.
Smith and Bomberger just open under, over under tie-ups over there. Nobody getting close to any leg shots, really.
Now going to get this tilt again. Here is Vargo. 2 more near fall coming. They've been awarded. It's 8-0. 22 seconds to go, second period.
Somebody took neutral to start this second period between Smith and Bomberger. I did not see whose choice it was. Here's a shot by Bomberger, but can't get close. And a reshot by Smith. Gets caught in the front headlock. Somebody's not happy.
No. Vargo at the end of 2, leading 8-0. Our other bout over on mat 3 is Lindsay of Central Valley and Bracken of United. 2-2 tie there with a 1:24 to go in the second. Back down here to Vargo and Bertucci on their feet. That was Bertucci's choice. He goes neutral to start the third, trailing 8-0 here to Chris Vargo of Bentworth.
Jax Forrest looking for the fall on mat 1. Yeah, well, there's a start this third period. We're still scoreless, but it's going to be Daniel Smith on top of Bonberger to start, and he breaks him back down on the mat. And he's going to get reversed. Bomberger comes around behind, leads 2-0. First points of the bout.
Oh, look out there trying to get a throw was Lindsay of Central Valley. Ended up pulling Bracken right down on top of him.
Wow.
And Bracken looking for the fall down there on mat 3. I don't know how that's not a fall, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he looks pretty flat.
Vargo in on a dump here. And close to getting yet another takedown, and he does.
Smith.
Now trying to, there is the fall on mat 3, by the way. Comes in 3:40 for Bracken.
Smith reversed back Bomberger, and we're tied at 2 again. With under a minute to go in the third period. Mat number 4. Jax Forrest trying to, he's inching his way towards a technical fall down here. He's up 15-3 now on mat 1.
Varga down to the final 20 seconds in his bout. He's been well in control, leading 10-0. Smith going to have blood time now as well, so try to squeeze in a little break here with Vargo winning this thing by a score of 10-0, and he will advance onto the semifinals. Bentworth gets 2 guys back-to-back here from that same mat onto the semis and onto Hershey. We're back after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the Big 5. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea, and feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike to the majestic mountains, dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners. Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
An escape down there by Baumberger with about 30 seconds to go. He takes a 3-2 lead on Smith. Third period, so Smith's got to score or he'll be eliminated here for Burgettstown. He rode him for a lot of that period, but now we get a stalemate. 18 seconds left on the clock.
That is
12 seconds. Sorry, it was 13. Shoots in, can't get to the legs. Backing up is Baumberger. 5 seconds to go, and that's it. He's going to miss a takedown, and Baumberger's actually going to sink behind him for another two to make it 5-2, the final. So Daniel Smith of Burgettstown is eliminated from the tournament at 114 pounds.
And we got a McGuffey wrestler. It's going to be Barr coming out, so we'll keep it right here for Lucas Barr.
Lucas Barr taking on Mason Wyant of Chestnut Ridge.
Give you a quick recap of the 114-pound semifinal matchups. Will be McClure of Bentworth, 6-4 decision over Judas of Bald Eagle Area. He'll take on Williams of Chartiers Houston. So an all-Washington County matchup in the semis there. Williams defeated Collins of West Green by falling 109. Mucci of Derry, 4-2 decision over Tinsman of Marion Center. And Mucci will take on Mole of Chestnut Ridge. Mall defeated Sombrowski of United by a 6-1 decision.
Wyant deep in on a double leg. He switches off to the single on Barr. Barr trying to grab an ankle and get his hips back. Wyant hanging on to that right leg. Now Barr still circling. Score yet in this first period, 127 pounds. Now Barr hips him over and Wyant stays with him. But Barr able to get, now he does get his hips down, trying to work on this cross face now as Wyant crawls back up. He's not giving up on that single. And they're right near the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. So good defense by Barr, a nice shot by Wyant. We'll start back over with a minute 13 to go in the first period.
Trying to let you know what else we have going on here around the mats. It's a little tougher tonight than usual. Okay, I've got a 133-pound quarterfinal on mat 3. That is Cazales of Quaker Valley and Forcellini of Forest Hills. Tied at 2. That's in the second period there.
There's a fireman's carry attempt by Wyant. Barr gets the hips down this time, but Wyant still trying to climb up, and now Barr grabs an ankle, flattens Wyant out, tries to step over. Wyant climbs back up, and now he hips him over. Oh, he almost caught him on his back, but Wyant's still hanging on to that leg. Down to 22 seconds in the first period, still scoreless. Wyant not giving up on the single leg. Barr still holding on to the ankle, elevates, and now he's trying to step over again. 5 seconds to go in the period, and no control given. Wait, did they give him a takedown right at the end? Well, they're going to talk about it. Because Barr had stepped over the leg. 2 points for Lucas Barr right at the end of the period.
Give you a recap of 121 quickly. Baney of West Branch, a 2-1 decision over Wolf of McGuffey. And Wright of Best Center, an 8-1 decision over Robertson of Fort Cherry. So it'll be Baney versus Wright in the semifinals. And then Slidzianowski of Bishop McCourt was a winner by fall in 317 over Klaus of Northern Bedford. Sledzianowski will face Bonai of Central Valley, who defeated Garshnick of United by a score of 3-1.
Wyant takes down to start the second period. Barr on top here. Wyant up to his feet, and he tries a standing switch attempt, and now Barr close to giving, well, he's going to get his hips back again, and it's like a double leg shot, really, by Wyant is what it's turning into, but Barr's trying to get out of bounds. I'd imagine Wyant's going to at least get an escape out of this. Wow, they're saying no. They're saying he's still down. much to the dismay of the Chestnut Ridge fans, which are conveniently placed apparently right by Matt Fort. A bunch of them over there. Now Barr behind the shoulders there, gets a wrist, trying to come up underneath with a spiral ride, and sitting out is Wyatt. Barr stays right behind him. Minute 5 to go in the second period. It will be Barr's choice in the third. He's lacing that leg, and he's working on a wrist. It is Lucas Barr, and now has the left leg laced, but Wyatt trying to post up on that. 50 seconds to go in the period. Now he does a Granby, and right with him is Barr. Now he tries to roll the other way. Barr stays with that. We get a stall warning on Barr.
I'm going to have some Burgettstown action down here now on mat three, or mat two, excuse me. It's going to be Saint DePaul taking on Stewart of Burl, and they are just underway now.
Standing switch again by Wyatt. Barr trying to switch back. He elevates the leg and now gets him flattened out again. If he could be a good spot to throw in that wing, but he missed the arm. 17 seconds to go in the period. Trying to ride out here in a second. He has been warned for stalling once. As he tries to chop out the arms, he's going to have to work on something a little bit more on top, or he's going to get hit again. 5 seconds to go in the second period. It'll be his choice in the third, and we will go there right now.
Saint DePaul and Stewart scoreless here. 48 seconds into the bout.
This Barr kind of took a while to make that decision there. He eventually does take down to start this period. He's leading 2-0 at that late takedown in the first period.
And Forcellini just defeated Cazales, I think.
Oh, right up with the hips and turns around is Lucas Barr, and he's up and out for the escape. And he has been warned for stalling once. As they go towards the edge of the mat, they get pushed out of bounds. They will restart. 1:48 to go. He leads 3-0.
No, Cazales won 2-1, I think. Okay. Let me check that.
The shot by Wyatt again. This time Barr gets his hips back, tries to get around with the cross face. He's close to getting behind him. He's got one leg. He needs to reach across. Now he just steps behind him. He needs to mat return, and he brings him down. There's the 2 points for Lucas Barr. He leads 5-0.
And we've got action on mat three as well now with Seth Burns. That's going to be
that's elimination bout?
Yeah, that's an elimination bout for Seth Burns at 133-pound consolation. We also have Saint DePaul down here leading 2-0. Saint DePaul with the takedown in this first period on Stewart of Burl. And Burns is taking on Moriak Jones of Berlin Brothers Valley, who has the opening takedown down there. Jones does on Seth Burns. And again, that is an elimination bout here at 133 pounds.
51 seconds to go. Barr on top, and he's leading 5-0. Then they are right near the edge of the mat on the far side. And he got close to getting a tilt at one point during that sequence. He had the underneath arm pulled really tight and just kept rotating around. But then they're going to restart now. 42 on the clock. Barr winning 5-0 currently.
Saint DePaul leading 4-0 now as he gets a reversal to start the second period.
What was this final one, Matt? One.
I don't know.
Montour wrestler, maybe?
Yeah.
He lost.
Yes, he did.
Granby attempt by Wyatt, and Barr stays with him again. Wyatt, the two seed, in this bracket. Lucas Barr, the 7 seed. In my personal opinion, this bracket's one of the toughest ones in the entire region.
That must have been a consolation bout.
Potentially dangerous hold. They will stop it. Restart.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what that bout was.
6 seconds to go. A Granby attempt by Wyatt, and Barr stays with him again, and that'll do it. Lucas Barr is going to win it 5-0 and advance the semifinals, and that's the first McGuffey wrestler to punch his ticket to Hershey.
Well, down here, Saint DePaul is well in control, leading 7-0 with 30 seconds to go. And Seth Burns trailing 2-1 here in the second period roll attempt there and getting free. That'll make it 3-1 with that escape for Jones.
Yeah, Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt taking on Tyler Clark of Frazier now on map 4.
Centerfall still leading 7-0, down to 15 seconds to go in his second period, riding on top here. Burns in on a shot here on Jones. Trailing 3-1 is Seth Burns of West Green. And now Burns is going to finish that takedown and tie things up here. 3-3, 43 seconds to go. Again, that's an elimination bout on mat number 3. Seth Burns now riding on top, tied at 3 here with Jones of Berlin Brothers Valley.
He's got that Turk in still.
Stewart, I think, chose top there for the third period and quickly sent to Paul. Well, I think sent to Paul must have had his choice there. Must have had that backwards from the last, from the second period. But either way, it's an escape for Centipal to make it 8-0 here with a minute 40 to go. Parker Centipal well in control of his bout. Minute 35, 8-0 score. They're on their feet. They're on mat 2. 11 seconds to go in the second period for Burns. He's trying to take this to the third period. Tie, but look out. Jones close to getting away. Burns able to recover. And no escape awarded there at the buzzer. It'll stay 3-3 as we go to the third. 10-0 Centipal leads down here.
Mat 1 is Cooper Hornack of Burl taking on Ezra Swisher of Belfont. It's 2-0 Hornack. Gibson leading big over on mat 4 against Clark from Frazier. Now he's looking for the fall again on that far side of the mat after a throw.
Seth Burns working from the bottom here, trying to stay alive in the postseason. One of only 13 elimination bouts tonight. Burns finds himself in one here. Close to getting a reversal here is Seth Burns, but a potentially dangerous. They do give the reversal and then stop it for potentially dangerous. So 5-3 Burns, still 10-0 Centipal as he rides on top of Stewart here of Burl. Jones comes to his feet. Burns maintains control, but now looks like we're going to have, there is the 1 point escape to make it 5-4. Centipal just riding this out now. And Parker Centipal will be advancing to the semifinals with a 10-0 major decision.
Gibson did win that bout on mat number 4. That's going to bring up bout number 147 over there. And I think that's, 147.
Down to a minute to go. Front headlock there from Burns. Now underhook here. 50 seconds to go. Burns leading 5-4. They're on their feet. Now Burns tries to fall in on top here. Look out, a scramble situation. Come around behind. He ran out of mat. 41 seconds to go. Still on their feet here in the center of the mat. 5-4, Burns leads. We got another Burgistown wrestler down here on mat 2.
Cooper Hornack of Burl shaking up down here on mat number 1.
Down to 27 seconds. Burns trying to finish this take down here, but look out. Well, he's in better position if he can get his head free, but looks like a scissors on the head here. But no, maybe not.
Yep, they
yeah,
did. They called.
That's what they did call. Let's get down here to mat 2 as well. As Burns down to 5 seconds, now leading 6-4 after that penalty point. Seth Burns should survive. And he will. Gavin Suica is down here on mat 2 right now. But Burns, 6-4 decision, stays alive. He'll be wrestling tomorrow in that round of consolations that starts at 9 a.m. Gavin Suica down here on mat 2. He's taking on Colin Wood of Somerset. He leads 2-1 and make it 4-1. Suica gets another takedown here in this first period.
Hornack of Burl back at it now. They were looking at his knee, but he's back out there. He leads 2-0 in the second period. Yeah, that bout on mat 1.
Sweka. Turning wood now. Sweka getting near fall points. And close to getting the fall is Gavin Sweka. That right shoulder popped up there for Wood. I don't know if he's got the leverage to bring it back down or not. Sweka looking for the fall. Official down looking at it. Now he lost it. 20 seconds to go. And look out here. Sweka's got to recover. He's going to get reversed. He does get reversed. 7-3 after the reversal, after the near fall in reversal. And now Sweka trying to get free here before the end of the period. Hanging on the ankle here is Wood. Now does try to improve, and they don't call any stall there. 7-3 as we head to the second period. Sweka with the lead.
Third period between Hornack and Swisher on mat one. It's a pretty tight bout for a 1-8 seed. 2-0 Hornack, and he's on bottom to start third period. We got an elimination bout on mat number four. Southside only bring the one wrestler?
That's the only Southside wrestler I remember seeing. Check it out on the
All
teams.
Right. That is Ryder Go. Southside is taking on Remington Fleck of Tyrone. Right now, Fleck is up 2-1 in that bout. There in the second period.
So we can work from the bottom in this second period. So far, Wood's been able to ride here for 20 seconds.
And Hornack's just been warned for stalling on bottom.
Well, look how Sweka got himself in a little bit of a precarious position, but he's able to roll out of that and end up coming around behind for the two-point reversal. Makes it 9-3.
And Hornack, danger being tilted maybe here by Swisher. He's got the arm tied up. We're in another stall warning. So it's 2-1 now with 32 seconds to go. One more stall warning would tie this up.
Hornack on the edge of the mat here. Out of bounds. 50 seconds to go, second period. Still 9-3.
Now Hornack stands up for the one-point escape. 10 seconds to go in this bout. He leads 3-1. Oh, and look at this. It's going to be taken down with 5 seconds to go. And we are going to go to sudden victory. And right now, the momentum is all in Swisher's favor. This would be what I would call a pretty big upset here at 139 pounds.
And on the legs here is Wood on Sweka. Sweka looking to fight it off. Comes through the crotch. 32 seconds to go, second period. Still 9-4. Sweka with the lead.
Go out of bounds. This is sudden victory. 41 seconds left. Hornack dives in on a single. Now switches to the double. Looking to climb his way up here and finish this out in overtime. And he does. So
that would have been a huge upset.
Yeah, Cooper Hornack survives.
But Hornack survives.
And he'll be in the semis, and he will head to states as well as he qualifies that way. But
look out. Onto the hardwood goes Sweka and Wood. 2 seconds remaining in the second period. I'm trying to recap 127 pounds for you here while this period comes to a close. 127 pounds, Chris Vargo of Bentworth. 10-0 major decision of Bertucci of Burrell. Vargo will face Bracken of United with he won by fall in 340 over Lindsay of Central Valley. And then Jax Forrest of Bishop McCourt, 19-4, technical fall in 3-11 over Fennella of Indiana. Forrest will take on Barr of McGuffey. Lucas Barr with a 5-0 decision over Wyant of Chestnut Ridge.
Bo Bassett looking for a fall already here on mat one. Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt taking on Aiden Burford of Highlands. And he's got his third takedown already in the first 30 seconds. Now getting more near fall. Already leads 9-2.
11-5 the lead now for Sweka down here on mat two. well in control of this bout against Wood, and now has Wood going to his back again, does Suika. Getting near fall points is Wood trying to bridge out of bounds, and he does, but near fall points coming three more. It's 14-5 in favor of Gavin Suika.
Bo Bassett wins by fall for Bishop McCourt.
Suika stays with Wood here, 14-5. Just over a minute to go. Now Wood turns into Suika. Close to getting away here. There's the escape. Make it 14-6. Suika duck under. Comes around behind. There's another two, 16-6.
Another Bishop McCourt wrestler, Jackson Butler, taking on Brooke Smith of On Montour, and 145 pounds on that one. And Southside's lone wrestler, I believe, is eliminated.
Well, Suika has this well in hand, and we do have, I think, Vitaly Daniels coming up. So, or not Vitaly, would that be Daniels already? I guess it would be. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll bring you back with that action as Suika's going to win this. Up 16-6, under 20 seconds to go. We're back here to Altoona with more on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
All right, back out here now. Moving right through these quarterfinals. Out on mat three now is about 149, and that is... Oh, that's Ivsic, that's right. I was thinking Vitaly Daniels wouldn't be coming up yet. That's Owen Ivsic out there taking on Weaver of Bellefonte. They're on mat number three. I think that's the only local action we have, correct?
I think. I was just going to check. Mat number four is about 151.
Ivsic has the 2-0 lead with the opening takedown in this first period.
That is, yeah, it's Bell Vernon, Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon versus Immler of Chestnut Ridge on mat four.
Okay. 23 seconds to go, first period, with Ivsic riding on top. I think we can recap 33 as well. Do that here as this period is coming to a close. And Ivsic will take that 2-0 lead to the second. In the 133-pound weight class, Cazales of Quaker Valley was a 3-2 winner over Forcellini of Forest Hills. Cazales will take on Shunk of Penns Valley, who defeated Orlandini of Montour by a score of 4-3. That was that Montour score. We couldn't figure out who it was. And then you have Parker Centipal of Burgess Sound. 10-0 major decision over Stewart of Burl. Centipal will face Gibson of Bishop McCourt. Gibson was a 23-6 technical fall winner over Clark of Fraser. That tech fall came in 1:42.
Let's just think something. talking about our friends. He made a comment, something like, we've done these seats the last 4 years. It just dawned on me now, this is only the second year this tournament's
been in this
building.
They always have the district championship is here. It was here last week.
Okay.
And so, yeah, apparently we are in Huntington. Apparently this is their territory.
Oh, they called
this
area.
Although I don't see any signs.
I don't see any of them anywhere.
No, they all
there's tons of empty seats around, so.
Down here 5-0 in favor of IFSC. Well in control here for another Bentworth victory. Bentworth doing well in these quarterfinals. Bentworth gonna be well represented in Chocolate Town.
Next year we should make it a point to get up here at like noon.
Yes, and just take it. I'm sorry. Didn't know. I didn't. Did I say Richland Huntington is the Huntington, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Huntington.
40 seconds to go here for IFSC in the second period, riding on top, and they're out of bounds. Yeah, McClory had
Vargo,
and now IFSC. All doing well here for Bentworth.
If Bentworth's still hanging on to that three spot in the team race, they're 37 points.
And all their wrestlers are still in the championship bracket.
Yep, so far.
Seconds to go, second period. IFSC still in control here.
That 150 is on mat number one. That's the Jackson Butler, Bishop McCourt, and Rook Smith, a Montour match. And right now, it's 4-0 in favor of who's got the red anklet? I think that's Butler. It is. They're in the third period with just starting the third period.
Heading on to the third period here, 5-0 IFSC with the lead. They're on their feet to start the third. IFSC in on a shot here, caught in underhooks there by what's the name of his guy from Bellefonte again? Lost it. Weaver of Bellefonte. Two circling here. Hard head tap there from Weaver. Now a shot by IFSC. Caught there with an underhook from Weaver. And he'll come back to standing position. 124 remaining here in the third. Like Weaver was going to try an inside trip there, but never got in. And now a shot attempt by IFSC. Again, underhook here from Weaver. Now IFSC close to locking up a near side cradle. May have it. I think he does. 49 seconds to go. Got the two. Awarded for the takedown to make it 7-0. And now can he run this crate? I can't see for the...
You got everybody in front of you.
There's a injury time or something happening on mat 2 that is blocking the view. That's Mount Pleasant out there on mat 2. Who is that? That's
Paclembo. Paclembo, yeah. And he is leading 3-1, but he just got bumped in the eye. This is the injury time they're just cutting now.
31 seconds to go here for IFSC.
It's actually an all-Whippio matchup between him and... Horwat of Derry, and Horwat came in as the number one seed, so obviously Horwat winning.
Well, McClumbo was one who got beat twice last week. One of those ones that after he lost his championship bout, then he got down in consolations and lost again. So you thought that might kind of be a bracket buster, if you will.
Yeah.
To have a guy like him fall as far as fifth place or whatever it was, fourth place, I don't remember what it was. Would have been fifth. It must have been whatever. I don't remember now. IFSC, your winner 7-0 down there over Weaver. And that will close that one out. And who is coming up? I don't think that's local, so we're going to step aside. We'll bring you back here with more. We'll recap a couple more weight classes as well when we return here to Altoona, the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Cenergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Cenergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironcenergy.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation,
724-239-2330. Clembo get it, but a stalling call tied it up here. We might go to extra wrestling.
Free wrestling.
Oh, Horwath throws him right at the end, but it was too late.
Everybody getting excited.
Yeah. A bunch of Derry fans apparently right down here to our right. Sudden victory here. Horwath and Paklembo, he's in on a single now, and Paklembo in trouble, and he's going to get taken down. That'll do it. So Horwath, your winner. 5-3 in sudden victory, and that's going to bring up a Burgettstown wrestler here. Is that Rudy Brown, maybe?
That's about right, I would say.
Brown is going to be taking on Ty Watson of Penns Valley. Brown, the WPIL champ for the Blue Devils. And on a single leg, elevates it, shelves it, and then, oh, look at this, locks up the cradle right out of it. Oh, can't quite keep it. Should have the two, but they're same because the shin whiz are still in there by Watson. That still no takedown. Brown still has the leg. Now Watson able to defend it and stay out of it. Now Watson in on single leg. Chin whizzer for Rudy Brown. And now Watson elevates that single. Brown tries to scramble through, but he's going to miss the leg and get taken down. Watson leads 2-0. Watson half and a wing in. Brown trying to stand up. Turns back in and close to getting up and out. It does get away for the escape, I think. Are they going to award it or no? That is 1 point escape. The referees got together, so 2-1. That's a big point for Rudy Brown at the end of the period.
Give you a recap of 139 quickly. Hornack of Burl, 5-3 decision over Swisher of Bellefonte. Hornack will face Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. Gable defeated Dana of Quaker Valley, major decision 10-0. Gavin Sweeka of Burgettstown, 18-6, major decision over Wood of Somerset. Sweeka will face Bassett of Bishop McCourt. Bassett with a winner by fall in 50 seconds over Burford of Highlands.
Brown starts the second period on top.
.145 is also done. We have
now up and out for the escape is Watson. Makes it 3-1. 20 seconds gone in the second period. A single leg shot here by Watson again. Rudy Brown trying to fight it off that shin whizzer again. Watson elevates it, shelves the leg, but still defending here is Rudy Brown, and Watson trying to switch off. Now Brown breaks hand control. And now he comes in on a single leg of his own, but they go off the side of the mat. Good defense there by Brown, but he still trails 3-1.
Michaels of Elizabeth Ford was a winner by fall in 349 over Danner of Hampton here in this weight class of 152, as was Hoover of Penn Cambria, winner by fall in 122 over Riverview's Wiley.
Single leg shot again by Watson. Getting in on that right leg of Rudy Brown at will. This time Brown over the back, trying to grab an ankle. 27 seconds to go in the period. And now he's going to turn back and try to fight this single leg off again. Trying to elevate and trip and coming back. Is he going to get the takedown? Wow, somehow Brown stays out of that again. Gets a whizzer in on the other side with 7 seconds to go. Tries to pass the ankle, and he does somehow hang on to it. Wow. I'm not sure how Rudy Brown stayed out of that, but he keeps himself in this match. It's only 3-1. He does have choice here to start this third period.
Fall down there at 160 pounds. That was for Penn Cambria's Mardula over Passant. No, that can't be right. No, 160. That wasn't that right. That was not. That's Penn's Valley.
The Spladle down there on mat four. And there's the pin. That's about 157.
That might have been a consolation.
It was.
The one I was looking at, too. I'm not sure.
Brown starting the third period on bottom. He trails 3-1. He came out looking really sharp on his feet, got in deep on a shot, and couldn't finish.
No, that's not right either. I don't know who that was.
That was Richie of Quaker Valley.
I'm talking about Matt 3.
Now
we have Fromelli out here on Matt 3.
Okay. Brown is up to his feet, tries to get away, but gets returned back down to the mat. Minute 30 to go.
Chase Fromelli taking on Margo of Bishop McCourt. He'll have his hand. Anytime you see the name Bishop McCourt, you know you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah.
Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt.
Winner by technical foul in his first bout. Fromelli, of course, won by major decision in his first bout here at Altoona. 30 seconds in down there on mat three.
Rudy Brown still trailing here, and he's going to be returned down to the mat. Tries to hit a switch, but Watson gets around behind. A minute nine to go. Watson leading 3-1. Watson has Brown flattened out on the mat.
Now double leg shot here from Fromelli. He got in there. Now switches to a single. Draping up over the back here is Magro. Trying to fight it off. Now sprawling back and now getting himself in better position here is Magro. Now trying to come around behind and he'll get that takedown on Fromelli.
Granby by Rudy Brown and he trying to get at least away for one. He's down 19 seconds to go, and we got to get us. There's no. How long do they let him hang on those legs? They don't even count. Like, I'm not sure what's going on here. It's been the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it, I think. Yeah, it's going to be a 3-1. Watson's going to defeat Brown, so he's going to fall down to consolations. Brown, the number one seed in this bracket. Watson, the 8 seed, but he will advance.
Fromelli trailing 2-0 here. It's nearing the end of the first period. That'll be it for the first. Let's get you a recap of 145. Semifinals, Horwat of Derry, a 5-3 decision over Poclembo. Horwat will face Ivsic of Bentworth, 7-0 decision over Weaver of Bellefont. Butler of Bishop McCourt, winner 4-0 decision over Smith of Montour. Butler will face Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. Bell Vernon's Doppelhauer, a 1-0 decision over Immler of Chestnut Ridge. Back down here with Fromelli, who has now been reversed as he started the second period top position. Reversal here for Magro. And that makes the score 4-0 with Fromelli flattened out here in the center of the mat second period. Moving right through these. There's an escape for Fromelli. 4-1 the score. Moving right through the quarterfinals, I was trying to say, as these two go back out of bounds. 1:23 on the clock. Second period.
Slashy of Frazier taking on Baker of Somerset on mat one. Slashy up 2-0.
Duck under attempt there by Fromelli, but doesn't get in on the leg. Now just skips away from Magro as he reached for a leg. 4-1. They're back tied head-to-head. Underhooks here from Magro, looking to throw Fromelli, but Fromelli able to fight that off. Now, oh, nice little duck under there by Magro. He's in on the leg. Fromelli trying to fight this off with a whizzer, it looks like, on the right side. Now has to let it go, and there's the takedown. 6-1 in favor of Magro on Chase Fromelli. And they're out of bounds with 29 seconds to go in the second period. Rally working from the bottom here, 27 seconds to go in the second. Looking for a cradle here is Magro. He may have it. He does. I don't know that he can. Oh, now he does get Fromelli over. Not sure he can clear that shoulder. He's going to hold him for near fall points, it looks like. 3 near fall going to be awarded at the buzzer. Make it 9-1 in favor of Magro. Agro comes around behind. Out of bounds with 1:43 on the clock. Now again, Magra. There's a takedown. 11-1. I'm going to let Fermelli up. Make it 11-2. Now another takedown here for Magra. Makes it 13-2. Another escape for Fermelli, 13-3. In on the leg here is Magro again. Wizard applied by Fermelli, but again, tough. Oh, and look out. He comes up with a head and just going to throw Fermelli to his back, and that's going to do it. Time of the fall is going to be 4:57. Magro, your winner. Chase Fermelli drops to the consolations. We'll bring you back to Altoona with more here, the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional, after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the big five. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea, and feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike through the majestic mountains, dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners. Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Get you a recap of 1:52. Watson of Penns Valley was a 3-1 winner over Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. So Watson will face Hoover out of Penn Cambria. Hoover defeated Wiley of Riverview by falling 1:22. Bottom half of the bracket at 1:52. It's Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, 5-2. Winner by falling 3:49 over Danner of Hampton. Michaels will face Miller of Bishop McCourt, who defeated Shawless of Mount Pleasant with a tech fall 20-5 in 3:32.
Lasky won his match on mat one just now. Now we're going to have Braden Taggart of Mentworth, 172-pounder, taking on Tyler Scott of Tyrone down here on mat
trying
number
to
two.
Keep that string alive for the Bearcats. Here is Taggart. You want to call that one?
If you got that one, I can get Braden Welsh.
Oh, there you
on
go. Okay, I didn't realize he was coming up.
I think that's him starting down here on mat number one.
Yep.
It's Matt's. About 165.
Not a problem. So we have Taggart out here taking on Kyle Scott of Tyrone.
And Welsh is taking on Braden. Braden Welsh taking on Colton Huffman of Conemaugh Township.
I don't know if that person who was not happy before is now the one who's giggling, but that very well could be.
It's a takedown by Huffman now. He's trying to roll Welsh. Oh, wait a minute. They both have the same singlets on.
Yeah, those are similar. Let's see if we can decipher that for you.
So I think it's
Welsh on top.
I do too. Yeah, that's Welsh on top, isn't it?
I believe.
Yeah, is that an FC on the right side of the singlet? Yeah, Welsh, he took the takedown.
I'm pretty sure that's a Fort Cherry singlet.
Yeah. And now he's...
Yep, it is.
Okay, so yeah, Welsh is going at it. I mean, he got the takedown. He's on his second tilt right now. He already got three near fall. He's leading 5-0. So now...
Tigers scoreless here. Still just under a minute to go first period.
Welsh up 8-0 now, with 44 seconds to go in the first period, working a wing again. And Taggart got taken down.
He has been taken down by Scott here on the edge. 27 seconds to go in the first period.
Now Welsh again working a tilt. I think Vitaly Daniels is up next on that one.
Seconds to go, still 2-0. Taggart trailing here on mat number two.
Braden Welsh up 10-0 now with 4 seconds to go in the first period.
Time expires in the first. Taggart trailing 2-0.
We've got
Taggart's choice.
The defer. 7 seed out of Valley is Charles Perkins. He's taking on Owen McMullen out of Bishop McCourt, who's the 2 seed. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, it's Perkins up 4-0 over there on mat 4.
Who are our schools?
Valley and Bishop McCourt. Now you got to take him down to his back.
That's almost. Valley and Green. Yes.
Yeah.
So Taggart on riding on top here in the second
Welsh.
Period. It was he deferred his choice and
looking for a fall. Welsh is going to get a fall or a technical fall, one or the other. He's really working hard for this fall, though, with a minute left in the second period.
And a escape there for Scott.
And he gets the fall with 49 seconds remaining in the second period.
Escape
so Braden
for Taggart,
Welsh.
Excuse me. Now another takedown for Scott. Scott had a reversal. And then an escape for Taggart, and then a takedown for Scott, and now it's 6-1.
Braden Welsh will give the Fort Cherry Rangers at least one representative in Hershey.
Absolutely.
And now that is going to bring up Vitaly Daniels.
So Bentworth teammates here on mats 1 and 2, and not going so well for Taggart right now. 47 seconds to go in the second period, trailing 6-1, and he is flattened out.
Daniels in on a double leg, trying to switch off to single now in the cradle. Maybe, oh, that's dangerous. Oh, he took himself right back to his back. And now he's in a world of trouble with Hay. He's taking on Trace Hay, and Trace Hay is looking for the fall. Oh, and Daniels needs to fight off here. But he's got to get that arm out, and I don't know if he can. He's trying everything to fight off his back. He had that cradle locked up and just took him right back over onto himself.
Taggart being tilted meanwhile, giving up near fall.
Hay trying to tighten things up again, but Daniel somehow does roll over and get off his back. I don't know how.
Wow.
But he's going to give up the 3 near fall, and he'll be trailing 5-0. See how much he's got left after fighting that off, but at least avoids the fall for now. Now he does a Peterson, and there's your two reversal, and he should be getting near fall. And he got one swipe. Now
Tiger
he's getting
now
near fall.
9-1, make it 11-1.
That's one way to get yourself back into this. It's 5-4 as they go off the side of the mat.
And that Perkins does pick up the victory down there. 9-0, is that it? I think it says.
Okay.
Out on mat 4. Taggart trailing 11-1 down here with Scott riding on top.
Switch attempt by Hay right off the bat there, but Daniels keeps him down.
Oh, and now Tagger being put to his back here by Scott. And there's the fall. 4:49, time of the fall for Kyle Scott of Tyrone over Braden Taggart of Bentworth. And Bentworth, that's their first wrestler to drop into consolations.
Oh, now don't do it again. Daniels, he almost brought himself over on his back again. He was trying that tilt. It's like he's going for the tilt and the cradle both of times. He just didn't quite have it.
Right.
And he went for it too early. And almost got himself stuck again. But he's going to be trailing by one going into the second period.
All things considered, I'd say it's pretty good
for the way it looked
early on. 160-pound recap for you. Pisano of Hopewell, winner by fall in 455 over Mardula of Pencambria. Pisano will face Barnhart of River Valley, who won by fall in 439 over Massoud of Tussie Mountain. Bottom half, Selassie of Fraser, winner 9-1 decision over Baker of Somerset. Selassie will face Magro of Bishop McCord, who pinned Chase Vermelli in 4:57.
Daniels in the bottom to start the second period. Hay is trying to look at head and the side near side cradle, but now gets back in behind.
We got a fall down there.
Uh-oh. Look at this. He's going to try to get that arm and work maybe cement mixer there, but Daniels fights it off. Now he's in on a double leg, and all it powers through for the reversal, and now he takes his first lead of the match, 6-5. He steps right into a Turk and a power half, and Daniels looking to put Hay on his back. Vitaly Daniels,
what a
now
recovery.
He's looking for the fall, and he might have it.
What a recovery for Daniels.
He's got it. That is a comeback there, and it looked like Daniels was for sure heading down to consolations, but he gets the fall, and Bentworth has, is that 4 in the semis?
I believe it is.
Wow.
4 out of 5. And we got Beth Center down here with Lehu now underway.
Oh, yep.
Lehu out of Beth Center. Jacob Lehu taking on Eon Snyder of Northern Bedford. They're underway on mat 3. This is 189-pound action here in the quarterfinals.
Fall over there on mat 1. Caleb Close of Bald Eagle pins at Jackson Angelo of Fraser on mat 4. Coming up on mat 3, or mat 1 rather.
2-point takedown there for Snyder. And Lehu trails 2-0. And Colin White is warming up over there for mat 2. Looks like he may follow Lehu. Colin White of West Green.
All right.
Half here for Snyder. It's not in there very tight. Now he lets go of it. Sit out there by Lehu. They flatten back out once again. Now a half on the right side here for Snyder. This time, well, that was in pretty tight, but he lets go of that. Has the arm barred, I believe, on the left side. He's got this half as well on the right side.
At least two wrestlers from Southside, because Slayton Williams is over
okay.
there now, taking on Tyson Grove in another elimination match.
Yeah, look out. Wrestling from mat 3 ends up into mat 2. So they stop it with 22 seconds left. 2-0 to score in favor of Ian Snyder of Northern Bedford. That'll do it for the first period, where Lehue trails 2-0. I think we can get to a recap of 172 now as well. Brown of Bell Vernon, winner by technical foul, 15-0 over Marsalco of Forest Hills in 2:14. Brown will face Scott of Tyrone, who won by foul in 4:49 over Taggart of Bentworth. Welsh of Fort Cherry, winner by foul in 3:11 over Huffman of Connemaw Township. Welsh will face Perkins of Valley, who was a winner 9-0, major decision over McMullen of Bishop McCourt. Three weight classes to go to complete here. Ooh, Lehue lifted and brought right back down to the mat here. He's working from the bottom in the second period and trailing 2-0.
Yeah. Reese Dilbert of Northern Bedford taking on Jordan Butler of Bishop McCourt down here on mat one. And right now, 2-0 the score in favor of Butler.
Five seconds remaining here, second period, and so far Lehue has been able to do not anything from the bottom here. Down to 25 seconds, stall warning against Lehue now. No, he held up green, excuse me. But it can't be right. If it was stalling on top, they would have restarted. Right?
Yeah.
He held up a green fist.
That happened earlier where they didn't stop the match either. I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in one of the matches we were covering. It was, forget who the wrestler was, but it was either a Washington or Greene County wrestler.
I don't know. I don't know how you call stop. Lehue, maybe. I don't know. That was. I wonder if he just raised the wrong hand.
Yeah, maybe.
Going to be Snyder's choice. He'll choose bottom to start the third. Lehue trails 2-0 here. Snyder trying to come to his feet. Chops that arm back down. There does Lehue. 41-45 to go in regulation. Snyder gets to his feet, breaks away. It's 3-0 now in favor of Eon Snyder. Got a final down here on mat two.
Yeah, it was the Huntingdon wrestler McMonagold defeating Brown of Derry, 189 pounds.
Shot attempt there by Lehue from kind of far out, caught in the front headlock.
Rin Lawrence, see if he can keep his streak going.
I'd put money on it. Not that we should be talking about betting on high school sports.
No. Yeah, this is Rune Lawrence of Frazier taking on Penn Cambry as Nick Somerville. And he immediately takes him down into his back.
Yep. Running some injury time there to Snyder.
We might have seen a 7-second fall had they not gone out of bounds.
Yeah.
Lawrence, wow, he's turned him over with that cross face, it looked like. And there is a fall, 18 seconds.
He is impressive.
He's very impressive. He was a four-time WPIL champ, looking, I think, to be a four-time state champ.
That's correct. Lehue taken down again, make it 5-0, and looks like Lehue is headed for the consolations here as well for the Bulldogs.
Bryn Lawrence is committed to West Virginia, wrestle for the Mountaineers. His brother wrestles for Lehigh. I think he's still there. I know he was there. Maybe not anymore.
Apologize, we have some of our cameras being blocked by our friends here in front.
Yeah.
Lehigh, I think you can still see his mat okay. Yes, you can.
Yeah, that one, they're hard to block those cameras.
Yeah.
Up top.
Lehigh going to drop this thing down to 4 seconds to go. And we'll take a quick break as Colin White is coming up next here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Colin White out here for West Green. They're 20 seconds into this bout. 215-pound action here in the quarterfinals. Just three weight classes left to wrap up here. And White is out here taking on Josh Ryan of Mount Union. Had a final down here for not Westmont Hilltop.
Yeah, that was, I don't even see which one that was. Central Valley wrestler.
That tires you out too.
That would have been. Was that 200? That wasn't 285 pounds, was it?
Could have been. Yeah.
Oh. It was, yeah. That was Brennan Morgan of Central Valley winning by a fall over Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop.
No score yet there with White and Ryan. Ear-to-ear tie up there down on mat number three. Twenty seconds to go, first period. Close to the edge of the mat here. We're down to inside 10 seconds to go. Now tried to circle in there, did White, but no room there. 5 seconds remain.
176.
You can't see a camera right by your face there, buddy?
Yeah. No, I think he does.
If anybody would, he would.
Yeah, that was just for your viewing pleasure. That was the friend at the beginning who not letting us set up. He said,
189 pound. Let's recap it for you. Close of, hold on. I got to back up. Close of Bald Eagle, a fallen 157 over Angelo of Frazier. And Daniels of Bentworth. Vitaly Daniels, winner by fallen 254 over Hay of Berlin Brothers Valley. Close versus Daniels in the semis. And then McGonigal of Huntington, a 7-1 decision over Brown of Derry. McGonigal will face Snyder of Northern Bedford. Snyder defeated Jacob Lehigh, a best center, by a 5-2 decision. 189 is in the books. Leaves just two weight classes to complete. We had a 1-0, or we have a 1-point escape for Colin White, and it's 1-0 down there in favor of White of West Green. White in on a single leg now. Lifts up. Looking to take down, and close to doing so. Now off the edge of the mat.
And running out of room, he'll bring him back to the center. White close to a takedown there, but could not quite complete it. Josh Ryan of Mount Union, his opponent down here. Technical violation.
1 point for Ryan.
I'm not sure what happened there.
I don't know if he grabbed. Did he grab a headgear maybe?
Maybe. Now front headlock here from Ryan. Tries an inside trip there, but White backing off the mat. And now trying to come around behind, but no room there. They're out of bounds. We get a stall calling on White.
What is going on?
White's given up a point on a penalty point, and now that stall call. I mean, he was backing up.
He was, but that was the first time in the match, and now he's backing on a shot.
40 seconds to go here in this first or second period, excuse me. I mean, White has been doing a lot of shooting here for the most part, but has come up empty. Now this front headlock again here from Ryan. Now reaches down for a leg, but White able to break that up. 20 seconds to go, still tied at one, but remember White has been warned for stalling. 16 seconds remain here in the second. We got an injury on mat four, it looks like. We got a big old cradle on mat one. White comes up empty there, and we're going to head to the third period. It is going to be Ryan's choice, so surely he'll choose bottom. Well, we may have some blood coming here. No? Ryan looked like he was checking for blood.
White is just going to let him up, I think. That's what he was talking to his corner, just to see if they want to go ahead and give the escape.
Give the automatic escape there to Ryan, and he leads 2-1. Don't know for sure what the penalty point was that is the difference in the bout right now. Shot attempt there, but kind of a weak shot by White. He'll separate, bring him back to the center. 20 seconds gone in this third period.
Another technical violation and a point.
What could that have been?
I don't know. Next one's 2 points or disqualification. I don't know. Like it's, I don't know what he's doing.
Now a front headlock. I would love to know what was called there. I feel like going down and asking Gary White what the deal was. I mean, there's not a lot of argument from the West Green side, but I wonder what that call was.
Yeah, he's been called twice now, both from a neutral position. And they're barely tied up when it happens.
Right, exactly.
Uh-oh.
Now coming around behind is Ryan. I mean, you just have to wonder. I mean, White may be deflated from these penalty points. I would like to know what the call was. 5-1 he trails after giving up that takedown. Now he'll come to his feet and separate. Lost his balance there. And
now there's
they call stall on Ryan. So they've both been hit for stalling, but just 47 seconds remain.
He's going to need to hit something here like a Peterson or something to try to get the reverse one back. Or
just wish I knew what those points were awarded for. I don't think it would get that specific on the scores, on the scoring. What did it would just say?
He's got locked hands. And now he's over the arm. He was over the arm.
There's the 5-2 as they do award the escape to White here. 27 seconds remaining. Now in on a bear hug there was White, but fought off by Ryan. Inside 20 seconds. Again, tries to shoot in, does White. Is tossed aside by Ryan. Yeah. Now
he got
catches
the
front headlock as Ryan, and he comes around behind and gets the takedown.
I think he got a stall point, but that was it too. That's the third point for him. But
Oh, yeah, yeah. 7-3 is going to be the final in favor of Josh Ryan, and that's a disappointing result there for Colin White. And still just would like to know what those penalty points were for that kind of changed the course of that match. Try to get some word on that maybe later on. Well, we're winding things down here in Altoona. Looking around, who do we have out here? Joey Bronick should be coming up, right?
I would think. I haven't seen him yet, and I'm trying to look to see where the Burgettstown coaches are, maybe. Oh, there he is. He's over on the far side. Looks like maybe just getting ready to go on mat number 4.
All right. We'll take a quick break and have Bronick's bout when we return here to Altoona on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, back here, we've got Joey Bronick taking on Braden Ewing of Tyrone. Bronick of Burgettstown, they are scoreless in the first period. Minute and 22 seconds to go. Underhooks here by Ewing. Comes in as the 2 seed. Bronick, the 7 seed out of Burgettstown. Dylan Pitzer won his match by fall from Mount Pleasant on mat 1, so he advances to the semis for the Vikings. Yeah, and we're about to have another fall. I think Bronick's match is about, well, maybe not. I thought we were going to have a fall on mat 3. Bronick trying to fight off these underhooks again, coming in with an overhook of his own. They spin towards the corner of the mat and go out of bounds.
That must be that's Williams and Brambley down there on mat 3, the other heavyweight still to be concluded. 8-0 lead there for Williams of Glendale. Was close to having Brambley pinned moments ago.
Bronick fighting in, trying to get it underhook. He likes to work on that right underhook. Now he's got it, but they're going to scoot out of bounds. Under tie-ups for both guys. Underhook now by Bronick, but loses it as they get near the side of the mat. Ewing. And he will go to the second period scoreless.
Ten nothing now in favor of not Brambley. I gotta find my name. Oh my, it's been a challenge tonight. Williams of Glendale leading 10-0.
Bronick trying to stand up there. Ewing couldn't return. Now he gets the ankle and returns him back to the mat. Now Bronick, he tried to roll through but got his leg caught. Ewing doing a good job of staying behind the arms. And he's stuck towards the edge of the mat. Muscle. go to bounds. 1:43 to go in the second period. Or is that 1:13? That's 1:13. I can't see. That's scoreboard.
1:13.
Really. Yeah, 1:13. Yes. So nothing, but Baronic, if you're Baronic, you at least want to get that escape because you know that Ewing's going to have choice in the third period. Right now he's trying to spin away and get up now. Good job getting up to his feet, and he pushes away for the one. It's a big one-point escape there. Now go to work from his feet again with that underhook.
Kind of 25 seconds to go there for the other bout. That's still second period, though. 10-0 in favor of Williams over Brambley of Everett.
Coming in, trying to grab a hold of that head to tie. He's definitely taking ground here. And then smartly, right at the edge, Ewing will, like, spin away from the mat, so he's not going out of bounds. So he hasn't been hit by stalling. But now, again, you see Baronic just coming in and really forcing the action. And they will restart with 15 on the clock in the second period. Down to 5 seconds. Nice underhook again. This time Baronic does it, but late in the period, and that'll do it. So imagine Ewing's going to take down to start this period.
Give you a recap of 2:15. Rune Lawrence of Frazier, winner by falling 18 seconds over Somerville of Pencambria. Lawrence will face Butler of Bishop McCourt, who was a 5-0 winner over Dibert of Northern Bedford. And in the bottom half, Ryan of Mount Union, 7-3 win over White of West Green. Ryan will take on Holmes of Somerset. Holmes defeated Boylan of Burrell with a 9-1 major decision.
Ewing does get up and out for his escape. Ties it at one here. 15 seconds gone in the third period. In the corner for Tyrone, two-time NCAA champ Quentin Wright, coach for Tyrone. I think Wright wrestled his high school wrestling at Bald Eagle. Underhook. It's in there deep on it. He likes to sink down on that leg to get the single with it, but that was defended well by Braden Ewing. And they go out of bounds with 1:16 on the clock. If they are the last ballot, I mean, it's only fitting that they would go to extra wrestling.
Oh, for
right?
sure. There's no doubt. This feels like a typical last bout.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Williams got something there. Grabbing his forehead. Oh. I don't know if he got cut or he's up in this match 10-1. But he's shaken up after that last whistle.
Now Ewing does try to force the issue. Baronic tries to drop down on that leg again, and they go out of bounds. Let's say 44, I think, remaining.
Yes.
In the third period, tied at one. Winner of this match will face Pitzer in the semis from Mount Pleasant. Go for it. Now he's in on that underhook again, trying to come in on the other side, maybe go double unders. Oh, and a stumble there by Ewing, but Baronic not able to capitalize. Down to 23 seconds to go. Baronic this time pushes in. Comes up on the head. Tries to get in on that underhook again. Down to 15 to go. He's working hard to get that underhook, but can't quite get past the defense. 10 seconds. I think we are headed to some free wrestling for everybody. The other bout still has 30 seconds left in it.
Yeah. 11-1 lead for Williams. They're back underway after that pause in the action.
All right, here we go. Sudden victory. There's a single leg shot by Ewing, and he gets caught in a front headlock by Baronic. And then Baronic tries to go for a leg, and he can't get to it. So they scoot out of bounds. 44 seconds to go in the sudden victory period. No score here. We'll go to tiebreakers. And a snap down on the head is Baronic. Comes in and near the edge of the mat, and they spin out of bounds again. 29 seconds to go.
Got a final down here for Williams, 11-1. Williams and Glendale.
Baronic comes in again, ties up the head. 23 seconds remaining, tries to snap down. There's a fake shot, it changed levels. Oh, he got caught! And right around behind is Ewing for the two-point takedown. He took advantage of Baronic getting out of position, and Ewing is going to advance to semifinals, and Baronic for a burger sound will drop down to consolations.
And that is going to do it here for the for day one from the PIAA Southwest. We'll recap 285, and well, let's go ahead and recap 285 for you right now, then we'll come back and give you team scores and the like. So for the semifinal matchups here at 285, it's Morgan of Central Valley taking on Morgan actually defeated McCoy of Westmont Hilltop by falling 128. He will face Williams of Glendale, major decision 11-1 winner of Brambley of Everett. And then it's Pitcher of Mount Pleasant, winner by falling 37 seconds over Beach of Northern Bedford. And he will face Ewing of Tyrone, who you just heard defeated Joey Baronic of Bergens down there in overtime. Better late than never to tell you this event has been presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. We'll come back and recap day one here from Altoona, the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional, when we come back to Altoona after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the Big Five. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea. And feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike through the majestic mountains. Dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners. Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
All right, back here at Altoona. Team scores at the end of the first day of wrestling here in the Southwest AA, PIAA Regional. Bishop McCourt, no surprise there. They're out big in front, 102.5 points. They still have eight wrestlers. They have eight wrestlers into the semifinals, and then they have three in the consolations. But the number two team now climbing into the number two spot now with four wrestlers in the semifinals and one still alive in consolations, the Bentworth Bearcats.
I like it.
I love it, yeah. Chestnut Ridge is in third now behind them with 42.5 points. They have two in the semi, six in the consolations. Burrell and Fraser round out the top five. Burgettstown's right behind them in six, 31.5 points. They have three in the semis, three in consolations. We've got McGuffey with one in the semis and two in consolations. Then down still Washington County, we got Fort Cherry, 21st place. They have 17 team points. They have one in the semis, two in the consolations. Beth Center has one in the semis, four in the consolations with 15 points. They're sitting in 23rd. Chartiers Houston, one wrestler, but he's in the semifinals, and they are at 24th place with 13 points. And then we've got West Green with three wrestlers and consolations. They have 13 team points down at the 24th spot. A lot of people tied down here in some of these spots. And then a little bit further down, we've got Jefferson Morgan with five team points, three wrestlers still alive in consolations. And I think that is everybody. Except Washington. Washington still has Wilson at 285-pounder. He is in wrestling back in the consolations. And they do not have team points as of yet. So, yeah, that's where they're at. But yeah, how about Bentworth? Four guys into the semis. That's pretty impressive for the Bearcats.
It really is, and it's a really good showing for Bentworth. And I mean, you know, you look down through. There's still a lot of local guys still alive. Tomorrow, you guys are going to be busy. Certainly in that consolation, those two consolation rounds as well. But there's quite a lot of representation in the semifinals too.
Yeah.
Tomorrow locally. Any updates from 3A that you want to pass along? I don't.
Yeah, we can pass that along. The team score. Well, they don't keep a team score down there. But Waynesburg. Actually, no, they do. They do. The team score Waynesburg for Greene County. They have two guys in the semis. That's Cheftick and Tustin. And then Stevenson and Evans are wrestling back in the consolations. For Washington County, I know Canamac has four guys alive, all of them in the semifinals.
Okay.
Where's Trinity is actually in they're in third place in the team race, 49.5 points behind Connellsville and La Trobe. They have three left in the semis and four guys wrestling back in consolations. And am I missing anybody? Oh, Peters Township is down 22nd place. They have one in the semis, four in consolations. And I think that does it for the Washington and Greene County schools. Canamac, incidentally, is in seventh place in the team race, 45.5 points. But, yeah, they only four guys left, but they're all in the semis. So,
well, the wrestling will begin here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on the air at 8:50 with Rusty Pettit and Brandon Rossi making the trip out tomorrow. Morning, we'll have the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional here from Altoona all day tomorrow with Rusty and Brandon. On the air tomorrow morning, I believe at 10 a.m. for that'll be Mark Uriah and I believe it's Greg Warnock on WJPA Radio with the WPIAL 3A Championships plus the PIAA West Regional for girls. That all starts tomorrow morning there at Canamac. And then I'll be making a trip to Canamac tomorrow evening to help out with the NFHS broadcast of the 3A finals. So a very busy day of wrestling tomorrow, but this being the last stop on the road to Hershey, won't be long. We're all heading out to Chocolate Town, of course. That is going to do it here from Altoona. Thank you to Rusty Pettit, and we'll try to juice up the billboard here at the end as today's broadcast has been brought to you by Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And also being brought to you by Cruise Planners with Rusty Pettit. Thanks to all of our sponsors for bringing this broadcast to you on greensports.net, on the WJPA Sports Network via WJPA.com, and video on the NFHS Network. That'll do it for us here from Altoona. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow morning again. Action to begin at 9 a.m. here from the PIAA Southwest Regional. For Rusty Pettit, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long, and they'll be talking to you tomorrow back here at Altoona.